We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I have not heard this song in so long. It is now 10:07. Yes, the music is different. And why? Because we do not have Michael Battle tonight. So the Mom and Michael Hour is not happening tonight. Although Shaletta Brundage and I are in studio, we have a lot to talk about. And we invite you to call in at 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. Now, I must say, I've been hearing far more from many listeners who are saying to me, Geraldine, I can't stand to watch the news anymore. I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to watch it. I just go and I look for brain balm. I discovered recently that there are other channels that you can get to that's brain balm. I'm learning the game of golf. You talking about brain balm? Oh, my gosh. It's like your whole brain just shuts down when you're watching golf. But I really enjoy it. And then I say to myself, no. You have to stay awake. Are you staying awake? The election is around the corner. It really is. And if you want to turn the TV off after that, then turn the TV off. Or if you already know who you're voting for and you've got all the information that you know to make a sound, educated decision in the voter booth, then fine. But if you're not sure, if you're still on the line, you're still trying to figure it all out, maybe there are some candidates that you don't get, just know you can go and look at your ballot. Go to the Secretary of State's website. Find out as much information as you can about your ballot in your area and make sure you make an informed decision. Read articles that were written about them. Watch videos on YouTube where they were in a debate or they were in some conversation or someone interviewed them. There's always information out there. Find it. Read about it. Figure it out, okay? All right. As we sit and we breathe tonight, there's a lot outside of politics that's going on. Now, I think it's outside of politics, Shaletta, because you and I both know when Megyn Kelly went from Fox News over mm-hmm. to NBC, mm-hmm. it was a big dang deal. A lot of people were talking about Megyn Kelly. She's coming over, and they paid her a grip of money. What was it, 20-something? $23 million a year or
$22
million a year?
Yeah, they were bidding. There was a bidding war for her. Remember after she did the she did a debate with President Trump.
Oh,
he was then candidate Trump.
Where she was bleeding all
and
over.
And she was bleeding from mm-hmm. everywhere. Mm-hmm. And the way she handled herself and the poise she showed at that particular time, everybody wanted her.
Everybody
so
wanted her.
NBC and ABC had a huge bidding war, which is why her salary is so high.
Wow.
It's because they were competing against one another.
Is she
to
the
get
highest
it.
Paid woman on TV?
I believe she is. And her ratings are just in the tank. They're very low. And there's been a lot of infighting with her staff. And if you read the New York Daily tabloids, just since the beginning of her coming over to NBC, it's just been rocky. She was never well received by her coworkers or the people who work for her.
Well, she did a completely different show. If she had come over from Fox to go to NBC and do a Fox kind of show, I think they would have stuck with her. But she completely dropped that to do a talk show where you talk about what's going on, the good things that are happening in the news and, mm-hmm. you know, the challenging things. But she wasn't like the political girl. She just wasn't that excited kind of get on
they
your
tried
nerves kind of girl.
Yeah, I think they tried to change her.
Did they try or did she try? I think she got sick of it.
I think it was maybe the producers because at some point, you know, you just kind of watched and it was almost like you were grimacing.
It was like I was sleeping.
You know, she was interviewing Jane Fonda and trying to talk to her about her plastic surgery and that went bad and Jane Fonda called her out
really,
on the show.
She did. She was offended.
And then she interviewed the cast of Will and Grace. And they were upset because she said some things that were offensive mm-hmm. to the gay and lesbian community. So, you know, she's just been doing that the whole entire time she was there. And at first I thought, is she trolling us?
Right.
Is she
By
doing
the way,
this on
not
purpose?
Gay and lesbian. It's LGBTQ.
LGBTQ.
Do you remember when our president did that?
What?
He was like, and to those of you in the LGBTQ
LGBTQ community. Do you remember that?
I do.
He was so cautious about it. Very careful, which I think was probably
He was sounding it out.
Better than going the LTQ
type. Earth, Wind, and Fire. LTD.
The EWF community.
RSVP.
Right.
Yeah. SUV.
Yeah.
So she's had a hard time.
She lost the show.
Well, I mean, you know, it was a bad show. It was bad ratings.
Did you ever watch it?
It was difficult. I did. I tried. But you know,
did you watch a whole episode?
I watched it. My mother watches it every day.
No, she said,
Megyn Kelly, that's my girl. Like, really, mama? Really?
Houston, Texas.
Yes. Lord, down south, the educational system ain't so good.
We need to change the water.
But please. But you know, she just, for me, it was hard to get through a show.
Yeah.
Even when there were not any controversial topics, just because I felt like they were trying to ask her to be something that she wasn't and create.
I really believe with all my heart.
You think she did that?
I think she did this.
I think it was her producer.
There was whole, the whole Ailes scandal.
Roger Ailes.
She was a part of that.
Sexual harassment.
Remember, she was a part of that.
Yes.
Then, of course, it was, you know, the candidate, Donald Trump, that was going after her about bleeding from every place and, you know,
the
wherever.
That
was a horrible thing.
Oh, my God. That was, yeah.
And so I think she just said, you know, if I'm going to start over, I'm going to start over. I'm going to do something completely different. Although it's completely different from what Fox does. It's not completely different from what NBC does.
No. Yeah. But she just couldn't do it. It's like giving my 12-year-old the keys to the SUV and asking him to go to the store and giving him a list. He can't drive.
Right.
She's not the morning, fuzzy, warm talk show host that you fall in love with. Yeah, she's not Kathy Lee. She's not Hoda Kotb.
She changed everything from what she was at Fox News. Okay, so here we are. She made the comment. This whole exit began with a comment she made about blackface.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, you know, she was like, oh, we should be able to do blackface. And anybody want to do whiteface, you should be. It's just part of a costume. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyone that knows that you just don't make fun of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So now she's gone. At first, they said, let's wait and see. We're not quite sure what they're going to do about it. They were playing reruns.
Yeah, they were playing the wait-and-see game.
Wait-and-see game. So what do you think ended the wait-and-see game?
Well, I think that they wanted to get rid of her all along, and this was just the straw that broke the camel's back for them. Because they remember, after it happened, they let her go on air and apologize.
Right, teary.
I mean, you know, if you were going to get rid of her, then, you know, why go through all that drama? You know, just say, you know, let her release a statement. When they let her go on TV and apologize, crying and all that other mess— I said, okay, well, they're going to keep her because they're going through the process. But then they let her go, and I felt that was unfair to her because just let her release a statement. You know, don't put her on full display. And to me, that was embarrassing for her.
Really?
I think so. If you're going to fire her, just let her go and let her make her statement. And let's keep it moving. Find you another host and keep it moving. You wanted the apology?
Okay, so here's I have a problem with corporations even, who walk you through the front door. There's a security guard following you, but you don't know it's a security guard. And they follow you to your desk. They don't let you say goodbye to anybody, right? They just help you. They gonna make sure you carry out your own
box. Call that the box walk.
Exactly. Yeah, the box walk. Right? So you're saying she should have gotten the box walk.
I'm saying she should have. If that's what they were going to do, they just should. I mean, think about it. They didn't let Tamron Hall say bye.
Right.
They just kicked her out of the door.
Not cool.
Yeah.
They kicked everybody.
Why does Megyn Kelly get a tearful sorry? You know?
All I'm saying is I don't like it when they do it.
That's just
whether you're on
of
television
the
or not.
You know, that's the industry
that
we're in.
That's still not right.
It doesn't mean it's
I think you ought to be able to make sure that people can say goodbye. Because when all of a sudden you wake up the next morning and that person isn't there, the next day, and then a week, a month later, you realize, oh, my God, they're gone. That's not cool.
That's when you got to read CJ's column to find out exactly what happened.
Exactly. But a lot of people don't know that, or they don't know where to go and look for that, or that it actually happened. I have a problem with that. I think people ought to be able to say goodbye if you're in the media.
Okay. So where do the restrictions come? Does Matt Lauer get to say bye if he got fired for sexual harassment and we just wake up the next morning and he's not there?
If they make sure that he says what they need him to say, if he comes on and say, I am sorry, you are absolutely right, I was a beast. Now that's going to be hard to get him
that's
to
good.
Do.
Come on,
that's
now.
That's going to be hard to get him to do. But if you say, hey, if you're willing to say that, you sign this piece of paper, you go to jail if you don't do what we tell you to do, then hey, okay. So if you want to get on and go, it wasn't right for these women to come out and talk about me. If you're going to do that, no, they're not going to let you do that. But right. If you say to them, just let me apologize to the women, let me at least do that, then I think he should have been able to do that.
I'm all for the box walk, I guess. I don't know.
You like the box walk?
I just, let's move on. Let's move on. You don't get to say bye. And the good thing is now
we
have.
There used to be a time you got to say goodbye.
Now we have social media. And right. So you don't need basically your
employer. Not everyone's on social media.
To say, but I mean, these big folks like Megyn Kelly and Matt Lauer, they have millions of Twitter followers.
But Matt Lauer has been on that show forever.
So he can get on Twitter.
So a lot of his supporters.
And say bye.
A lot of his supporters are not on Twitter.
Girl, they better get a Twitter account or something because he don't get to say bye.
I really think if people want to handle it in a dignified way, they should be able to say goodbye.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying, but
I just don't like it. It's so abrupt. Mm-hmm. I know it's some of the other stations in town, that's the way they do it.
It's because I've been in TV for 16 years and it's happened so many times to people around me and it's happened to me that it's just part of what we do. It's part of how we handle
you
business.
You had the box walk?
Oh, girl, I've been box walk my whole life. In fact, the one time I didn't get box walk and they let me walk myself out, I had to turn around and let everybody in the newsroom know, this is the first time I'm leaving and I don't have a security guard in the brown box. And everybody just busted out laughing and then I left. But
so yeah. It was on your own?
Yeah.
Your own
in
choice.
In Cincinnati, right.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, and that's just what happens.
So every
you know
time
what?
You got the box walk, you
I got
were okay
on,
with
I
it.
Got on social media and
every
said,
every time you did the box walk,
I was
you were okay with it.
I was okay, because I guess it's just a part of our business. It's a part of our industry. We
and
come
people
to work,
come up to you and say, hey, Shaletta, I was looking for you on the show. What happened? You on vacation?
And then you say, girl, no, they let me go. You remember that time when I had cussed on the air? Yeah, that girl, they got me. Or, you know, whatever. Or they went to syndication. One of the stations I was at, they went to syndication. They put Gail King on the air and took me off. And, you know, they called us in the office and told us what happened. And immediately, you know, I knew the security was there. So I got my stuff and I put it in my box and I knew I wasn't going to get to say bye to any of my coworkers or anything. So I sent out an email with all my personal information. Mm-hmm. And then I put something up on social media. Hey, this is what happened. I won't be there tomorrow. Thank you guys so much for your support and your love. And we'll let you know what the next chapter holds. And so, you know, I moved. It was like no big deal.
You did know. You make a dance out of that box walk?
Girl, I got my box walk down. I do a box walk Cupid
Take it to the
shuffle
club.
Slide.
Make it a dance.
Right. To the left, to the left.
We got to take a break, but oh my gosh. Megyn Kelly is gone. If you have a comment about that, you're welcome to call in at 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. Here's the thing. When it comes to Halloween costumes, when in doubt, just don't do it. How many celebrities have gotten in trouble for that ridiculous costume that they came up with and thought, this is a good idea? This is a good idea. What's her name? Hoffman? Her brother is a dancer on Dancing with the Stars. She came in blackface, but it was real dark and her hair was, I can't remember. Oh, braids. She had braids in her hair. And I think she was trying to be a hip hop artist or something. And she had to just apologize. And I don't know. When in doubt, just don't do it. Go be a bird. Just be a bird. Get a beak. You okay? For my granddaughter, my oldest granddaughter, who's now 6 years old, I got her a fairy outfit, and she absolutely loves it. Now, she's supposed to put the flowers on her hair. What does she do? She wraps them up her arm like a long bracelet. Go ahead, girl. Change it. Take it to the club. Make it a dance. Box walk. We gotta take a break. We'll be back in a moment. It is now 10:21 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to Still Talking. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. Every time I touch me, I just melt away. I love this song. It makes me joyful. Do you remember when this song came out, Shaletta?
I do.
Remember when she was showing off her stomach when she performed in her belly?
Her little baby her bump. It was our first little baby. It's Blue Ivy in there.
I know, little Blue Ivy. And that was really fun, right?
It was.
Do you call her Bay?
Bay?
Bay. That's what everybody calls her, Bay.
Bay, no.
I don't call her Bay. I call her Beyonce.
That's her name.
Mm-hmm. I used to say, Heavenly Father, I want her body when I get to heaven.
Oh, can I have it right now?
See, you can. You
it's
can.
Not too late. You just asked me last week if I was pregnant. How you going to say you can? Look,
did I ask you that?
Y'all.
I couldn't have.
Y'all.
I didn't.
My favorite coworker. Tell him what you did, and I ain't ate nothing all week because.
Wait.
Tell him. I'm going to turn my back on you. I'm going to turn my back on you because I've been telling everybody. My mama said call her. She won't tell you something. I got my back.
You have the same little belly. You have the same little belly.
I have the same.
That my children have. When they eat, they have this little pouch because it takes 2 hours.
Girl, my back is turned. I don't know what she's talking
about. Come on. Come on, Shaletta. You know.
Tell him what you did. Don't try to, like, talk up to it. Just tell him what happened. We were standing in the studio and then.
It's time for the weather. Sunday night. Come on, Shaletta.
I haven't eaten all week. I've been eating salads
you
and
have
cabbage.
Not. You have
ask my
not.
Husband. Call my husband and ask him what I've been eating all week. Salads and cabbage.
Shaletta.
Tell him, just tell him what you did.
God, I didn't mean that. I mean, look at
tell
my
him,
belly. Come
tell
on.
Tell him what you did. Miss Geraldine Steele of the famed Steele family.
You asked me one day, how come your ankles are swollen?
I was worried about your salt intake.
My salt intake, my foot. She said, what's going on with your ankles? Got all them balloons around your bottom of your legs.
I was worried about your salt intake.
I couldn't believe it. Out of nowhere. What's going on with your ankles? Why are your ankles all blown up? You said that to me. You did. Don't be talking about me asking if you were pregnant. You thought my ankles were pregnant. Ankles were pregnant. You did. You did. Enough said. No questions need to be asked tonight. Come on.
And that's why my dinner's still sitting here and I haven't eaten it because I don't want to look pregnant. Miss Geraldine Steele asked me if can I ask you something? I was like, you can ask me anything. We're friends. We're girlfriends. What is it, girl?
Shaletta, you turn sideways. You disappear.
Are you pregnant?
Come on now.
I was like,
Oh my God, you put me on blast. I cannot believe you.
I walked home to Cottage Grove that night. I was like, let me go on and walk home.
I have been walking.
You have?
I've been walking.
I'm so proud of you. Where you going?
Everywhere. I'm trying to get rid of the passenger I have that's going with me everywhere I go. That baby got to go. Okay? It has to go.
What's the goal? Is there a goal?
Or are we just trying to get healthy?
What's the goal?
Beyonce.
Okay. That's real goal?
Well, see, you can't even get it out, can you?
Is there a real
goal? She just stuck on there like, you ask the question if it's a real goal. That's what you said.
What's our quarterly goal? That's just saying better than that.
You got a real goal, Geraldine?
What's the quarterly goal?
Oh, my God. I want a Twinkie right now. Somebody just bring me a
Twinkie. My side is hurting. Oh, okay. No, for real. The goal. It's got to be a goal. What's the goal?
The goal is to be healthy.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Just
like, period. I have a goal to
lose. I just
want to lose 7 pounds. And when I get to 7 pounds, then I'm good.
I want to lose 70 pounds.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. What's the goal? We can work on that together.
Yeah. I'm not working with you. I will see you walking down the halls, these hallowed halls of CCO. 70 pounds. Look at your ankles. I know what you've been doing. They scream of your salt. They scream of it, Geraldine. You ain't doing nothing. You ain't doing nothing. Talking about you walking. You ain't doing nothing but walking them fingers.
But you went
up
walking.
Up and down a Twinkie.
You went walking today?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
See, now look at, see those judgmental eyes immediately.
I was going to find out where you went. I was going to meet you there next time. Because I could bring the kids, put them in a stroller or a little wagon. We could walk together.
I'll be in Mississippi walking before I call you and say, Shaletta, come meet me to walk. I can just see it now. I'm huffing and puffing. Shaletta, slow down. Uh-uh, girl. Uh-uh.
Wait, and I'm pushing the stroller. Come on, girl. I get you 2 kids. I take 2 kids. We're going to push these strollers.
I'll be at the door sitting down on the bench. Tell my hi, baby. What you want?
So I'm glad that you're making a goal because usually folks wait till the first of the year and then they decide, oh, now I'm going to do it. You know, and I just was like, you know what? I'm not going to wait till the first of the year.
Oh
I'm not going to wait till January.
I'm going to regret this for the rest of my life.
No way. We're going to do this together, girl.
I'm going to spray some, what's called.
Is it holy water?
No, it's just rose water. But it's going to sanctify the air as though we're starting all over again today. Come on, it's communion somewhere. Let's sanctify the air. Do you have any wine in that person?
I told you.
Any wine?
That's why the kids are still alive.
Got some wafers. That's all right. Club crackers will do just fine.
Communion.
You got some club crackers.
They give
crackers.
Us communion.
Do you do communion?
I do.
So do you ever feel guilty doing communion?
Mm-mm.
Because, okay, like when you're at some of the Catholic churches, they'll say you cannot participate in doing communion because you're not a Catholic.
Oh, yeah.
Not all of them do it.
Yeah.
But there are some, right? I've been through
mm-hmm.
that. Well, you don't know what to do. Or have you ever gone to a church and you don't know their way of doing communion?
Mm-hmm.
And so you stand there trying to figure out, do I hold my hand out, open
What's
my mouth
on?
Out, you know,
are
like
they
a bird?
Feed me?
You know how you open the mouth like a bird? Like, ah.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to stick the wafer in.
And we have that. And I don't know if you and Michael went through that at St. Thomas when he was there. But they have a mother
mass
and son mass.
Oh, yeah. They've done that for a long time.
And so I didn't know. Did you know what to do when you first went? I didn't.
No, of course not.
I didn't know what to do. So my son and I were looking at each other because we're Baptists. You know, mm-hmm. we get up in line, go get the stuff, come sit back down, and then
right.
we take the cracker and the
right.
wine.
You're not trying to wipe out the
right.
Holy Grail with
no,
your
yeah,
biscuit or anything.
Right.
Make sure you get all the wine.
Yeah. And so, you know, they were doing communion, right. and my son and I were looking at each other. And like you said, we just...
What do we do?
We didn't know what to do. I was like,
right.
do what the person next to you is doing, and hopefully
mm-hmm.
they'll know what they're doing.
But that's something they should teach at St. Thomas.
That's
I've always
true.
Thought that.
Yeah.
All they have to do is do it at the beginning of the school year and say, okay, everyone needs to know what's expected of you at Mass, and
mm-hmm.
This is what we do. Mm-hmm. This is the proper protocol and decorum.
It would be nice to have a program, as my grandmother would say. Mm-hmm. Not a program,
that
but a
says,
program.
Stand here.
Right. Kneel here.
Kneel here.
This song.
By the
and
way,
what
that
number?
Little bench for the Catholic churches, can I just tell you in private,
mm-hmm.
that bench... If you got big knees, forget about it. Forget about it. You better just start talking to the Lord. Just sitting up. Sit on up. Sit up.
They are not the most comfortable.
No.
No.
They're just so small for big knees.
Yeah, but if I could get a program for the next mother-son mass. Because mm-hmm. even though I've been to two, I still don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
I know. But let them know that.
Okay.
That's really good feedback. I wish I had given them that feedback.
Okay. See, you were supposed to blaze the trail for me. You were supposed to let them know.
My ankles were swollen. We got to take a break. You are listening to Steele Talk, and I'm your host, Geraldine Steele, and of course, Shaletta Brundage, who is actually a professional comedian as well. She's wonderful, and we're grateful to see you. We'll be back in a moment. It's 10:33 here at WCCO. Welcome back. Yes, you are not listening to the Mom and Michael Hour because my son Michael is at an awards show tonight, and I'm grateful for that. We're going to talk about it next Sunday night, so do stay tuned to next Sunday for the Mom and Michael Hour. This hour, Shaletta Brundage and I, our in-studio producer, we have been talking a lot about what's going on and what we like. We are putting it all
off
on blast here tonight.
Off the rails.
Off the rails.
Off
we really
the
are.
Rails.
I will say, though, that there are some very serious things that are happening in the world as well. Some really good and some not so good. And I'm wondering, I was talking earlier to my nephew about generations. You know, he is a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
His sister is Generation Y, I think it
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we were talking about the generations, how unique we all are, right? Like my generation is that generation, the baby boomers, who really kind of looked out for each other.
Right.
I always felt that way. I had friends that always looked out for me. I don't know if I ever told you in college, you know, I was such a church girl.
Yeah.
I went to church all the time.
Yeah.
Right? Sunday, all day, Sunday night, all night, just about. Monday
mm-hmm.
you had the day off, and then you went to church every day of the week
mm-hmm.
until it came back around to Sunday. Well, when I got to college, I really wanted to know what it was like to go to a club or to, you know, go to a party and dance. And I just
uh-huh.
wanted to find out. Everywhere I went, I would say, hey, you guys, are you going to the club tonight? Can I go with you? And they would say, no, Steele, it's not for you.
What?
Mm-hmm. I was so protected. And I still, to this day, don't quite understand it, but I'm grateful. But they would not take me. So when I came to Minnesota, I had two brothers here, JD and Fred.
Okay.
I said, JD, now that I'm here, you know, I'm old enough. I'm 19. At that time, you could go to a club
yeah.
at 19. You couldn't drink, but you could go to a club.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm 19. So will you take me to a club?
Right.
He was like, oh, you want to go to a club? I said, yeah. You want to go to a club? Yeah, I want to go to a club. No. No. And I'm like, what? So then Fred, right?
Yeah.
One night we're hanging out. I'm going to dinner. We're driving back. And I said, hey, Fred, I really want to go to a club. You do? Yeah. Okay, let's go. I was like, yes, yes. One brother says yes. Billy hadn't come yet, right?
Right.
Javita hadn't come yet. So it was just the three of us. I get to the club, right? And I think I'm dressed up and I think I'm really cute, right? Because mm-hmm. I've got my big earrings on with my
right.
church outfit. I mean, my dress, my skirt was below my knees,
mm-hmm.
right? I got on these little cute shoes, but mm-hmm. they church. I mean, really, you know.
Yeah.
You look at old pictures of Geraldine, my hair was all funky and fabulous. The top I had on was cute and the skirt was church all the way. Girl, just church all the way. These goodies are not for you.
Cannot
right?
deny who you
exactly.
are.
Exactly. You can't deny it. So mm-hmm. just, you know, deal with who you are. And I came into that. But here we are at the club, right? I'm thinking I'm cute. I'm like, okay. So Fred, you know, pulls over. He's like, okay, go on in. I go in. I'm walking around. You know, I'm sitting. I don't know what to do at the bar because I don't drink.
Oh, this is so cute.
I'm just sitting there. And then he comes in. And I'm like, oh, why are you here? I didn't know you were coming. He was like, you think I'm going to bring you to a club and drop you off? Oh, no. I'll be standing right over there.
Watching.
Watching and waiting. So, of course, this guy, you know, seems very nice. He comes over and he's really smooth. And we're dancing, not close dancing, just, mm-hmm. you know, the fast dancing. And I'm looking, oh, he's so cute. And Fred walks past me very quietly and goes, not him.
Fred was monitoring.
Mm-mm, he was monitoring. And I was like, are you kidding me? I was on campus in Muncie, Indiana, doing my own thing. And he was like, yeah, yeah, right. You know you didn't do nothing. He's right. I didn't do any. I mean, I didn't do what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally said, okay, Geraldine, give in to this. You don't know what you're being protected from. You're blessed mm-hmm. when someone cares enough about you to say, no, not yet. You're not mature enough yet. There was, you remember that show Family Matters?
Yes, I do.
There was this one girl who was really fast who wanted to hang out with Laura, was one of Laura's good friends.
I remember that.
And Laura snuck out to go to some party with a couple of friends of hers in another city and lied to her parents, right? When her mother found out, her mother was in her rollers, her house shoes, and her robe. She got in the car to go look for her daughter at the concert, right?
Mm.
So when she finds her daughter, she tells her, you get your behind in the car. You mm-hmm. know I told you not to do this. And she goes, Mama, and she's telling her girlfriend, my mother and my dad, they just don't trust me. They don't care anything about me. And her friend said to her, she said, do you realize that you have a family that will get up at 3 a.m. if they have to and come look for you?
Mm.
And she goes, so what? She said, my parents don't care at all.
Mm.
They don't care what I do. They don't call mm-hmm. anybody to make sure I'm okay. I just walk in the door at 3:00 and that's that.
Wow.
That stuck with me.
Wow.
That really stuck with me then. Now, this was after I was grown and married,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but it stuck with me. And I always felt that way about my children. So, you know, I was the one saying, no. Don't think you're going to meet up at the library.
Right.
Because, you know, God has given me eyes in the back of my head.
I'm going to the library too.
Right?
I like reading.
Mm-hmm. I like reading. And I'm going to sit right across from you.
And watch like Fred Steele.
Girl. Or go up into the stacks and look down upon them like God. It's just unbelievable. So, you know, I was really surprised at that. But I'm really grateful for the people that looked over me.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's anyone out there listening that went to Ball State University, thank you for looking out for me.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I did want to have my own fun. I really
no, ma'am.
Did.
You didn't need all that happen. In your life. And no telling what was out there.
Well, yeah. I did have my Me Too moment, but it didn't happen, and I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know.
Yeah, we're looking out for you. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen these days.
Not like that. It used to.
We were talking about that.
In fact, I was, you know, talking about my generation, my generation, because
mm-hmm.
you're younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
But my generation, we looked out for one another. You know, there were people waiting for me when I got back to the dorm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you made it back safe. Still, they call me Church Lady or Steele. If mm-hmm. you look at my yearbook from high school, I'm called Church Lady.
Church Lady in high school.
In high school.
How long were the skirts
in high
school?
I was a Christian zealot. They were below the knee at all times.
Church lady mm-hmm. in 12th grade.
Yeah.
I need to talk to some of your high school
Girl,
friends.
Girl, I need a therapist. I need a therapist. So what about our children? Okay. Mm. What about the people they hang around with? Are they like my millennials, right? Do they have friends that are looking out for them at all times? There may be one or two, maybe even three, but to have a group of people,
a community,
there mm-hmm. you go, that's looking out to make sure that you're okay, to make sure that you don't step outside of something, you know. Now, you don't want to hang with the people that want to get in trouble.
Right.
But what about the ones that are just looking at you saying, look, Steele, no, that's not for you.
it's not like it used to be.
Mm-mm.
You know, I don't think they have what we had, and I don't think that people are as conscious and care enough about somebody else's child
mm-hmm.
to want to do something different.
But now you have the group that's in high school.
Mm.
And those children are going through some things with mass shootings and so many mm-hmm. other things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe they will look out for one another.
You know, I think you may be right about that because they've been through so much together as mm-hmm. a group. When they mm-hmm. had that million kid march in Washington, D.C., and those kids were coming together and they organized and
powerful.
They did signs. And
powerful.
I mean, they really showed how they can come mm-hmm. together.
Do you think they're going to vote this year? Those that turned 18 promised to vote. Do you think they will hold to that?
What did I tell you earlier?
Many of them are new in college.
I think that many of them will march. I think they will protest. I think they will click the likes on Facebook and they will retweet the information. But when they have to get up by themselves and go vote, I don't think they will.
Well, I know a woman whose daughter was sent her voting registration, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The paperwork to mm-hmm. get an absentee ballot.
Right.
So not registration, but to mm-hmm. get her voting ballot. It hasn't come yet.
Oh, really?
And she's off in college. She was supposed to get that by now. So now the parents might have to fly her home.
Just so she can vote.
Wow.
You
know, so people think this stuff doesn't go on. It does go on.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the sad part is that the college kids are the ones who get it the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you saw the story where they were taking some senior citizens in Georgia.
Oh,
they had a bus.
That was terrible.
And they were taking them to the polling places mm-hmm. to vote early. Mm-hmm. And the police made them get off the bus.
The bus. Are you kidding? Why? Why?
They said that it was illegal for them to be escorted to the polling place by that particular organization. And so, I mean, this was just bananas. I've just never seen anything like it. These were elderly people. It was Georgia. I'm sure it was hot. And they made them get off.
This is not just happening on the side of the road. The southern states. A lot of people go, well, it's the South. That kind of thing happens. It's happening in the North.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening all over the place. The small communities out West.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening.
Oh, my father-in-law, who's elderly, who has dementia, who lives with us, who we make sure votes. We don't care what button you press. He just need to get in and press a button. You know, here's what, you know, they're doing. And this is what, you know, we let him make his own choices.
Mm-hmm.
But he got a ballot that was filled out in the mail.
That was filled
out? An absentee
ballot. Was it his?
It had his name on it that we did not ask for. You're supposed to ask for those ballots. He got one in the mail. Not my husband, not myself, and we're all voters. He got one in the mail. And so I was talking to Susie Jones about it, and what she told me was that they had just done a story about it, that there was a group that was sending absentee ballots to elderly people.
Already filled out.
It had his name on it. It looked like all he had to do was sign it and send it in.
Did you notice if it was a particular bent?
I let Susie see it. I can't remember the group. She told me who it was. But I just remember asking, you know, my husband and my father-in-law, did you ask for a ballot? Did you call for a ballot? Because you're not supposed to receive. Ballots don't just arrive in the mail.
No. You're supposed to ask for it. Right?
Yeah, you're supposed to ask for mm-hmm. it. And he was like, no, I don't think so. Because he goes to a lot of senior community groups. So I just wanted to make sure that this wasn't something that he asked for on accident and they sent it in. But when I looked at it and saw that it was filled out
mm-hmm.
and then they had the little sticky on there for him to sign his name and then a self-addressed stamped envelope for him to send it back in. I was like,
and
okay.
Who did they want him to choose? Republican?
It was Republican.
No kidding.
And so I was talking to Susie and she said that they did a story on it. WCCO radio did a story about people, especially elderly people, getting ballots in the mail. You know, because if they get something like that and you're 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, dementia, you know, up in age, you get it and you think, oh, well, yeah, this is my ballot. Let me just sign it and send it in. And you ask them, hey, Paul, have you voted? Yeah, I voted. Yeah, I got a ballot in the mail. I filled it out and sent it back in. Who sent it to you? What does it say?
Oh, my goodness.
So I don't know how many were sent out, but apparently
it was enough.
So
would you be okay with it if the candidates that were chosen were the ones he wanted?
No. Because we didn't ask for it.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
It's totally illegal to do something.
Oh,
like that,
yeah.
Right?
That's why they did the story. Yeah. And apparently enough elderly people got these that, you know, it was news. So this was about a month ago. So like you said, it's not just the South. So we shouldn't look down on people in the South. This happened right in Cottage Grove, Minnesota. came to the house with his name on it. And had I not intercepted it, had he gotten it, he might have signed it and sent it back, thinking, you know, he was doing his due diligence.
That's taking advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody going to hell. Smell smoke. I smell smoke. It is now 10:45 here at WCCO. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back. If you'd like to join our conversation at all, we've talked about a lot in this hour. You are welcome to do so at 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. What do you notice that is going on that's real out there when it comes to voting that you're worried about, something you saw, something you read, anything like that, robocalls that you're getting, you know, people being told the wrong dates? This is a real thing where people are being, they're getting a card in the mail going, oh, I know that you've heard it's November 6th, but your neighborhood is November 8th, so don't come out on November 6th. I mean, it's crazy what is happening, all because, you know, someone does not want a certain outcome. A group does not want a certain outcome. This is ridiculous. We are as bad as the people we talk about when we're out in the world being global citizens trying to protect other nations and make sure they have fair elections. Now it's happening internally. And I'm sure it's happened, it's been happening for a while. But when you are really obvious of it right now, that you can see the, you know, the 53,000 people that were knocked off the roll in Georgia just because the man that's running against his opponent is actually the Secretary of State, the man who is actually going to make the decision who gets to vote and who doesn't. Come on. Don't you think he should have stepped away from his job? Oh, I said I wasn't going to talk politics. You see how excited I get. I apologize. We'll be back in a moment. It is now 10:48 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to Steel Talk, and yes, this is usually the Mom and Michael Hour, but Michael is busy tonight and really is at an award show in Los Angeles, and hopefully he is having a good time. He's going to fill us in on all of it next week, so I do hope that you will tune in and join us then. The voice you've been hearing with me this hour is Shaletta Brundage. She is our in-studio producer and so much more. Really professionally, she's a professional comedian. She's had her own television show, radio show, you just name it. So it's really great to have her be a part of the WCCO.
Oh, you're
family.
So sweet.
Well, it's sweet. I mean, you and I work together at TPT.
Yes, we did.
You know, and not did, do. What That's are you talking true. About, did?
That was a couple weeks ago, huh?
Yes, it was. Hello. Well, you came out in your house shoes, robe, and your shower cap.
In my shower cap.
Yes, you did.
I did. Sorry,
tell the
Mama.
People what you were talking about. Tell
I was
them.
Talking about going back to school. It was the summertime and I had those kids for 3 months. Mm-hmm. And there was, even with a 2 week vacation, I still had 18 weeks of, mm-hmm. you know, kids. Mm-hmm. And I was ready for school to start.
Right. So that you didn't have that.
So that I could get rid of my, I asked my child's teacher, what do you expect me to do with my own children? These are my kids. What do you want me to do with them?
I'm amazed at that because, you know, I was self-employed for years and I'll never forget, you know, when my children had to go back to school, I would cry.
What?
But all of my sister girlfriends at the schools, right, you know, where their children, they were like, oh, thank God they're gone. Thank goodness it's over.
Were those tears of joy, Miss Geraldine?
No, I really,
sad?
No, seriously, I was really sad.
But
now, mind you, I didn't have the same life, though, where I was working 8 to 5.
Okay,
I was doing
yeah.
this. You know, it's different when you have some time to yourself. Yeah. You can get out and enjoy the mm-hmm. day, or you're working for maybe 3 hours in a day instead mm-hmm. of 8 hours in a day, even though my check probably wasn't your check. But still, you know, I was so joyful that I could do what I was put here to do mm-hmm. and be able to take care of my children, too. So they only took the bus 1 quarter.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
You were able to take them to school?
I took them to school every
That's
day.
That's awesome.
Picked them up. And if I couldn't pick them up, then my mom or my sister Javita would pick them up.
That's so awesome.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you the reason why I stopped the bus.
Why?
Because I thought, yeah, I'm just going to put them on a public bus. It's a public school, Capitol Hill, gifted and talented.
Yeah.
You know, they come home, girl, you know, we'd sit around the dinner table every mm-hmm. night. It was mandatory. So we sit at the dinner table and all of a sudden discussion, Mommy, what is masturbate? What? I'm not kidding.
Are you kidding me?
And I said, whoa. And I realized that there can be, there can be, there can B,
yikes,
a whole nother education on the bus. I learned that the bus drivers get to pick the music that they want to play.
They play music on the bus?
They play music on the bus.
Okay.
At least during the time when my children were
right.
in elementary school. They
okay.
They play music on the bus. So they would come home singing songs.
They were not approved.
Slap, spanking. Oh, yeah. I was like, what are you singing? Oh, it's this one song that the bus driver loves to play.
Oh
no.
Scary?
No, there
scary
was one
stuff.
Bus driver who listened to, and this wasn't on my children's bus. This was on a different bus that a parent told me about. I love to listen to Rush Limbaugh. And so they would play Rush Limbaugh mm-hmm. really loud in the bus while taking the children to school. And there were children coming home going, well, this man named so-and-so said.
Wow.
You know, and so you just never know what your children are introduced to.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So that was a problem. So I took them off the bus.
Okay.
Because I want to have that conversation. If,
right.
if somebody's going to have that conversation with you, mm-hmm. I want to have that conversation with you.
Yeah. And that's part of the reason that I work nights and overnights mm-hmm. and stay home mm-hmm. during the day is I didn't want to go to the daycares and have somebody else, you know, raising the kids. And I know some, you know, sometimes you just have to do it. It's part of, you know,
do.
What happens,
you,
you know, especially
do.
If you're one parent and, you know, you're by yourself and mm-hmm. you don't have any support. But my son was at a daycare. And he said, Mom, the daycare lady takes a lot of breathing treatments.
Oh.
I said, what do you mean breathing treatments? Because he has asthma, so he knows that
right.
when there's smoke coming from
right.
your face.
Right. Oh.
So she was a heavy smoker.
Okay.
But, you know, we talked to her about the smoking. She's like, oh, no, I don't smoke. No, I, you know, don't smoke. Well, she would go outside to smoke so you didn't smell it
right.
in the house or on her or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so she'd be outside playing with the kids, you know, in the backyard, smoking a cigarette. So he thought she was taking breathing treatment
right,
because he saw smoke coming from her face.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so back then, how much were you paying a week for your child?
Oh, my God. It was ridiculous. It's a college tuition.
It really is.
It
Today
is.
It is.
It is.
I mean, my daughter is out in Boston
mm-hmm.
looking for a daycare for the little one.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, my gosh.
That's why people leave kids in the car. I get it.
It can be like $400 a week.
Oh, it is.
Or $500
easy.
A week. I mean, when you're paying, there's one area that's an affluent area you could pay up to $4,000
a month. Oh, my God.
So
oh my God.
I mean, how do they make it?
You don't.
And, sure and you do. We find a way because there's always a ram in the bush, girl. Look, I remember,
true.
You know, where somebody's mother had a friend that had another friend that had just had one child leave.
Yeah.
And said, you know, my friend, Georgia, who's a friend of Jerry,
mm-hmm.
she
mm-hmm.
said
yeah.
she has an opening.
Yeah.
And
that's
I trust
true.
I've been knowing her for 30 years. She's
mm-hmm.
good.
Yeah. But, you know, and you and if you don't find something like that as a parent, you're really stuck.
You're stuck. I know a woman that worked that lived right by the house I had in Como Park.
Mm-hmm.
And she was building a fence one day. And I'm sitting there going, you know, why are you guys putting up a fence? Are you going to change
mm-hmm.
the backyard? And she was like, no, my grandbabies are moving here and I'm going to open a daycare just to take care of them.
Wow. How awesome
yeah.
is that?
And she said to me, she said, now, once they can talk and read and tell me everything that's going on with them,
mm-hmm.
I will close the daycare. That child turned, the oldest turned 7 years old. She closed,
she closed
like
it down.
She closed it down, which was really special, right?
Yeah.
To do that, though, to give up your life and say, I am
grandkids.
Going to raise my grandbabies.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure that they're okay.
Because she knew what was out in the world, what was
yes,
on the school
did.
Bus with your kids.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make the decisions that work for us. And for those of us that can't make the decision, we have to talk to the children. We have to have a conversation. Say, look, I know you heard that, but that's not what we believe. That's not
mm-hmm.
where we stand.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you how it should be. That's how I will watch movies with my children.
Oh, really?
Because they would say, Mom, why
that's
can't
so
I watch
smart.
This movie? You just can't watch it. Well, after a while, you have to say, okay, wait a minute. I'll watch it as long as we watch it together. And I'll stop
mm-hmm.
and have conversations with you when we need it to.
I love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
I have just learned something new because I'm at home like, no, you can't see it. No, you can't see it.
Right.
But that is such a good parenting tip to watch it, but then talk to one another
about it. Talk
about it.
It's a great conversation starter so that they understand what they saw and why you were concerned about them seeing it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So PG, like I said, we don't live in a G world anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We are a PG society. That's
yeah.
where it begins
mm-hmm.
at PG.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes up from there.
Mm-hmm.
G does not exist anymore.
Oh, G is so gone. I'm telling you, even the Disney movies are no longer G.
The children, but I'm talking infants. Remember Teletubbies?
Oh, girl.
Tanky Wanky?
No.
No, seriously. You know, it was a community
mm-hmm.
that lived together that mm-hmm. was governed by a sun god and mm-hmm. a telephone. Children never saw an adult.
And they never really spoke English.
No. Mm. Everything was talking about that.
Wait, how'd that go again?
I'm telling you, something's wrong with that.
We got to get Michael Battle back here because we have
way too much fun.
Off the rails.
Way too much fun. It's been a pleasure, though, Shalana.
Thank you for blessing me with your presence.
Well, you bless me too, darling. Okay, here's the thing. Halloween is coming up. Be careful. Be safe. Election is coming up. Get out and vote. Stop complaining. Stop saying my vote doesn't count. There is no electoral college to stop you. Go out. Take yourself out. I don't care if you're just going to buy some peanuts and some fruit and sit down and eat it to celebrate your I voted. It's worth it. Let's celebrate together. After the election, when I'm on again, call in and tell me what your experience was like. What did it take for you to get that red button? Because I wait for it. If I don't get my little red sticker, I go, can I have yours? Until next time, good night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.